This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hey, the other story, of course, breaking yesterday right after our show. And yeah, I was a little surprised. Everybody's all over the board, whether they were surprised or not. And just watching everything, I thought Mike McDaniel, I think a lot of assistant coaches thought, hey, we're good for another year. We're a mess. I mean, they knew next year's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough year. But so it did catch me by surprise. But Mike's going to make out just fine. There's a chance he gets a head coaching job. It's obviously not going to be a good one, but he's going to get offered a ton, in my opinion, a ton of offensive coordinator jobs. Just they're your guys. You can hug them. You can talk to them any way you want because you're the coordinator and not the head guy. You don't have to set up the rules and regulations. Somebody else will do that. Somebody else have to break the good and bad news to players and discipline and all that stuff. You are just going to do the creative stuff that he does. But they're talking about, and I would not be surprised. Everybody's talking about where he might end up. I heard Tampa Bay yesterday. I think he ends up in Washington. He's got a great relationship with Dan Quinn, who I know pretty well. He's a coach down here. And he's got a young, talented quarterback. Was Rookie of the Year a year ago. Really good. I just see that could happen. Now, question will be, because now they're saying, well, Cleveland might take a guy like Mike McDaniel. And I'm like, I mean, I don't know. There's eight openings, and I don't know who's going to get these jobs and who's going to be on the list, the finalists to find eight of these guys. But he's going to get a chance. They're saying Detroit's probably going to be interested in him. They got rid of their guy. How would Mike not want to go play, have all those weapons? I think the Washington job's really a good job too. And you're with a guy that you've been with. You've coached with Dan Quinn. So I am really curious to see, but Mike's going to make out. Plus the team owes him a lot of money to start with for the next couple of years here. But it doesn't take away from the fact we still have to upgrade the roster. We still, with or without Mike, we got to find a quarterback. And I would like to know what turned the owner yesterday morning to making that decision. Did somebody in the group that was in the meetings with him doing the interviews not have nice things to say about Mike and the thing? Listen, Mike's got some things he does really well, and he's the first to tell you, adjustments out of halftime in the third quarter, not good. The Monday night football, lack of urgency to get your team on the ball and jogging up after being in the huddle for 20 seconds and then taking your time when you're down three touchdowns or four touchdowns there for a while. It's a bad look, some of that stuff.
Am I alone in this? They you know, marched him up there to face the media, who's asking him questions about his job and all. Like, why can't the Dolphins just be normal? Just fire the guy on Black Monday. Like, you knew you were going to fire. How do you not know you're going to fire him on Monday? They met on Tuesday, and then you wait two more days. And by the way, you do it on the day of the biggest football game of like, the last 20-something years in this town. Not that they give a crap about anything other than themselves, but, like,
I don't think,
man.
I don't think
the guy go up there and have to answer all those ridiculous questions about his job and all that, man.
I don't really think they were sure.
Come on, Joe.
I know you're a conspiracy guy.
I'm not a conspiracy guy, but, like, how did you not know after the season you're going to get rid of the guy?
Why would somebody tell him somebody told him he's going to be involved in part of the process.
I guess, man.
So but that you don't
so
tell a guy
though.
That you're getting ready to fire that he's going to be part of the process early in the week. He said, I'm going to help him.
So something happened over the last few days that they're like, we just have to do this now?
Did it have something to do with the GMs that came in town?
Did Troy Aikman come in and say,
I don't know.
This guy is not good? Like,
I don't think Troy Aikman was his biggest fan on Monday Night Football. But again, I don't know.
It just seems very dysfunctional.
Well, everything they do right now seems that way. You're right.
Like, if you're going to fire the guy, like, and I think everyone knew he had to go. It seemed like pretty obvious, didn't it? Just do it on Monday. Just do it on Monday like every other coach that got canned. Just be normal.
I saw the press release. The one thing I will say, I've learned being around Stephen Ross, he falls in love with some of his guys.
He's a likable guy, Mike.
I think he really liked Mike.
He's
and he wanted this to
guy.
Work out. Hey, he liked Chris. He liked Chris Greer.
But this is not a popularity contest. No. It's can you win?
Right. It's a cold business. It's a very cold business.
I just don't understand what changed in 3 days or 4 days that like you didn't
know.
See. Like it wasn't clear to you on Black Monday that like he's got to go. Where you fired the GM. We're going to look for a new GM. The quarterback's going to be gone. Right? Tua's the next to be fired. I mean, the whole thing makes no sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You never know what you're going to get. With the organization, I don't.
So
disagree.
It appears, yes.
I don't know. I thought he was safe. I really did. If you know, you go all right. You got to place a bet somewhere, Joe. You can't be wishy washy. I just said I think Mike's going to be back, and some GM's going to say, all right, I'll sign off. But if it doesn't work or I'm not happy, I got to have the ability after. But
I don't know. I mean, this wasn't even like I told you this. I didn't think this was an X's and O's thing. I think Mike's a good coach, and obviously. Other people agree, right? Because he's going to get a coordinator job immediately.
He might be the hottest offensive coordinator guy in the market right now.
He is not a leader of a football team. And I think that was like the most obvious part of it, right? The culture of that thing never changed and never was going to change. You can't just all of a sudden be, you know, the disciplinarian, you know, tough, you know, coach. And
I will say one thing. Stephen Ross, by that decision yesterday, has just basically said, we got to redo this whole thing again.
Well, yeah, and the quarterback is the next one to go.
Oh, no, that's a given.
He's a goner.
That's a waste of time to even talk about
The quicker
that.
They get him out
that's
of here, the better.
That's a waste of time, yeah. It's a waste. Anyway, there's a lot of parts. It just got, you know, it's just.
Did they call Harbaugh? Did they not call Harbaugh?
I don't know. Who knows?
Everyone's got different stories.
Yeah, no, listen, and by the way.
I'd be stunned if Harbaugh wanted this job.
Here's a part I always love, and you're right. There's better jobs than this job.
This job sucks.
For Harbaugh. Harbaugh's got. I can give you three teams that look a lot better. Baltimore, Atlanta, those two to start with, and the Giants. Probably a better situation than here. You're going. Did you really say that? Anyway,
I don't think anyone would be shocked by you saying that, Joe. This is a disaster of a job right now.
We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here, Woody. I'm glad to hear you're juiced up though about the. Crazy day, though. Lose your head coach for the your football team, and the other team is going to the national championship.
What polar
game.
Opposites there, huh?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Miami Hurricanes victorious yesterday over Ole Miss. They're going to the national championship. Oh, Jennifer's mad at my lighting.
She's blaming your hat. By the way, I got a question.
Yeah.
And somebody in the YouTube chat asked this question.
Mm-hmm.
How quick did you dry that hat after jumping into the pool?
I just left it out. I left it in my office. I left it out to dry. It was good in the morning. But I did wear it. I did wear it last night. Well, I was on video. Well, for the recap that I did on YouTube. But so it was soaking wet there. But it was dry this morning. It's nice material. It dries quick. And look. People are happy that I stuck with the hat, because the hat was a very controversial thing yesterday.
Oh,
Leroy.
They were ripping
yeah.
it.
They were ripping my Canes hat. Yes, I got people ripping it or loving it. People were like, I need to order that hat. Or people were like, that's the worst
Never
hat I've ever
Never take
seen.
It off.
And I'm like, now, this is the hat run. It's like my camo hat for the Panthers run. That's my Panthers hat.
So you got to wear that hat every day?
No, just for the games. Just for the games. Right. Got to wear it for the games, but I was gonna wear it today with my Vice shirt. I've got all kinds of birds. My daughter did not. She's like, "What are you doing today? What are you wearing?"
I mean, you do look like bootleg camo. Like, you look like a redneck who wanted to be a Canes fan.
I gotta tell you guys, I like this Carson Beck fella. He can scoot.
I mean, it's really like I like the. You know, the way people thought, or what people thought of Carson Beck after those two losses, and the way he just methodically just kept things moving, and, you know, and kind of got that situation again,
mm-hmm.
and was able to come through. That's what I like about sports.
When
Malachi got this one, got the touchdown a couple of weeks ago.
After the fumble.
Right?
Yeah.
Like those, I like those things.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. Big Bleep Buck, he says, you guys are so lucky that they didn't call that pass interference. Well, I guess I'll take luck then. Oh, well.
Listen, the official said it best. Mutual combat,
dude. I love it.
And he said 99% of the time they're not going to call pass interference on a Hail Mary.
If you guys are just tuning in, the Miami Dolphins making news today. They have hired John Eric Sullivan as their new general manager. He was the VP of player personnel with the Green Bay Packers. Here's a picture last night. I just saw this perusing Twitter. This was from Alex Diaz, MIA, on Twitter. And that is, in the background, Stephen Ross and Sullivan Eaton.
What restaurant is that?
There's
a lot of wine.
It looks like a Capital Grill.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'll tell you what, though. Wherever Stephen Ross...
He got a schnauzer on him.
Who? Sullivan?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he does.
I thought it was the third rail.
Holy smoke. Oh, man.
He really is. Wherever Stephen Ross is, though, that Garfinkel, he's not far behind.
Dude. Nope.
Never lets him out of his sight.
Never.
Never, nope. Dude. He's sitting there, he goes.
But I think, would you say that Garfinkel is probably the MVP of that organization if he's doing all the other stuff around the.
He's the MVP.
The Hard Rock.
He's the MVP of making Stephen Ross a football fortune.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. Stephen Ross is his MVP.
He's like, yeah. He goes, so, but I never, like, wherever Stephen Ross is, I don't think I've ever seen Garfinkel, like, 2 feet away from him. I think that's the furthest I've ever seen Garfinkel. He's like, all right. He's probably like, hey, Tom, give me a second here.
No, huh? I'll tell you when he steps away from him.
Hmm?
When he starts doing the waddle.
he can look. He back up a little bit.
Yeah, he backs up. He's like,
you think I'm
gonna have me doing it too?
According to Diana Rossini, Troy Aikman, big advocate of John Eric Sullivan.
So, all right. Look, I like Troy. right?
Biggest supporter him. Entering the process. That's what she said.
But I would say this. How much, what role did he play in this?
Troy Aikman?
A lot. Other than
what you just read.
Oh.
You heard right. him? You heard him that Monday night game.
Laid the groundwork.
If you really want to think about it, because we, you know.
He's the one that, why Mike McDaniel got up out of there?
He started the burial. Because he really did. He went in on him on that Monday night game.
And then we got the news about him, you know, which gets out there that he's been with the team. And then, oh, if he's this was his guy the whole time. Because, like, all of a sudden, maybe, like, you know, look, you got to cover your bases. Maybe the guy's, you know, a bad interview. Maybe his breath smells. Who knows? So you cover.
If he'd been with an organization for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
I'm willing to bet that he knows how to handle that interview situation.
Yeah, but what is it? Well, nobody wants to say this, right? Because we all, you know, we all want this to work out.
Say it with your chest, baby. Say it with your chest.
I don't want to say it with my chest because it's going to get people mad at me.
Oh, say it with your chest.
You know who else was with an organization for 20 years and started as in the scouting department and didn't work out so hot?
But not the same organization.
No, he's been with the Packers since he was 22.
Who was that guy?
Chris Greer.
That's right. What I'm saying. But that would be the equivalent to the Packers hiring Chris Greer. I mean, the Packers hiring John Eric. You see what I'm saying?
No, I get you. I'm just saying, like, because you've been in a place for a long time doesn't mean you can run the show. Now, listen, he's thought of very positively. I'm not saying he's going to be Chris Greer. I'm just saying.
Like, you always have to come back after you've made some ridiculous comment. You always have to come back and then, like, clarify. Just say it.
Are you excited that Mike McDaniel is going to take over in Cleveland?
What? See, now you just.
How would Socrates feel about that? Think about that.
You better not bring that nonsense up to Cleveland.
To put a muzzle on
him.
What do you mean he better not? He is who he is.
I'm happy and I'm sad.
I can't wait till the Cleveland people get after that.
Oh yeah. That's gonna go over well there.
That's gonna go over well because, like, look. Up Midwest is all about their sports, right? They don't have other things and have sports on as their periphery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like here, down here, there's so many sports and so many things to do. And if you get tired of a football team, you could go to the beach, go boating, go play golf. You can do a whole bunch of other things. Cleveland in December, soon as the game over with on Sunday, you start packing for next Sunday's game.
It is an interesting thing with McDaniel, though, right? Like, you get this news. He's got, 2 years left on his deal, so you don't need the money right now. But you want to get back into it. He's got, apparently, the Commanders are going after him. He's got a relationship with Dan Quinn. Man Campbell wants him as his offensive coordinator.
Maybe he could teach, Man Campbell could teach him to be, you know, a leader of men.
I feel like that's, I don't know. But it'd be like
them possums playing possum.
It literally feels like a buddy cop.
If Man Campbell, the first time Man Campbell yells and he just goes.
Point four.
He said, what would Socrates say? He said, give me my kneecap back because I just bit it off.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
Attaboy.
And then Mike McDaniel, what?
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
One ass cheek and three toes?
I anticipated this question.
Hey.
That is going to be America's favorite buddy cop duo.
So, question. What type of coach would you like to see down here? Because as of right now, you probably only have six guys on your team that have the mentality of, say, a Dan Campbell, right? We know what they look like. We've seen them on the field. The other guys have a kind of different mentality. Now, I've always told you, like, football players have always grown up in football being physical. So the fact that you're telling me a football player can't be physical, I'm not buying it. But you might need to break some scar. You might need to rip through some scar tissue. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious to see what kind of coach. Because if you think of McCarthy's probably on the same wavelength as Mike McDaniel. Like, he's not a yeller. He's not a guy, you know.
No, but he's got cachet. Raises. You got a championship, it gives you a little something, you know? Little something.
Yeah, but again, when you hire a coach, a lot of times they go opposite. Like, if you go with Mike McDaniel, the next coach going to be a hard ass.
Look, it does flip my thought of what they're going to do, because I got to be honest with you. Like, once the news of McDaniel hit and all the Harbaugh smoke yesterday and they had the other guy who worked with him, I was like, oh, this seems obvious. But if they're going the direction of this guy, well, he doesn't have any Harbaugh ties. It kind of feels like, well, Stephen Ross, and Omar's made this point, Stephen Ross likes hiring first-timers. He doesn't. Now, it may not be smart. Maybe the inexperience doesn't work, but that he likes giving guys their first opportunity. And why would it be surprising if they bring in this, you know, trusted guy from Green Bay, and he's going to go with somebody that he trusts but doesn't have experience, unless LaFleur gets let go or McCarthy. But if he ends up going with a Campanelli or the defense core, Halfley is his name, you know, it's not going to be surprising. That's what the Dolphins have gone. That's been Stephen Ross's MO, is going with the first-time coach.
Now, based on, you know, Weaver on defense, would you be more inclined to bring in an offensive-minded coach and
keep Weaver?
Try to retain Weaver?
I don't know. I don't know if they will be able to. Weaver's got like three interviews. So right. I don't know. I would imagine that's probably going to be up to Anthony Weaver, because it kind of feels like he can pick his own path if he wants to. I mean, how does it work with your contract? If your head coach is fired, are you free to go, or are you still with the Dolphins?
Your contract is with the Dolphins, but I think it's up to the new coach when they come in.
Okay.
They can't just
like, he can't go. He gets permission to do the head coaching thing, obviously.
Once the coach is fired, I think all the coaches are free to do whatever they want.
Okay. I didn't know. But he already had them lined up even before McDaniel was McDaniel was let go.
Right.
So.
And again, a lot of the sneaky stuff that happens with coaches is it's very easy to get a coach from another coaching staff. All you have to do is give him a higher title. So an offensive coordinator becomes an assistant head coach.
I just think,
even though he's doing the same thing.
Look, even if they don't get Harbaugh, I think it's the right decision to move on from McDaniel. I just think that it's just got too much baggage with what this era was, and it's too tied to the quarterback, and it's too tied to Chris Greer. It was fun. There were fun moments, but it wasn't good enough. And I do think that there's something to just starting fresh, because they haven't done that in Ross's ownership.
Can I just say this? You're a guy that's all about fun.
Yeah.
So this sounds like you are getting away from that to build some consistency, which I appreciate.
I wouldn't mind the profane coach from Jacksonville. I would like that. I wouldn't mind a character.
You know, but that's not here. You know what you need to go through this process? You almost need a subdued coach. You need a coach that understands the situation, is not going to be a hothead about it. And so from that standpoint, you need a coach to understand the process that you're going to have to go through. If you get a hothead, they want to win right away, and they don't care that your team's not good enough.
Yeah, that is fair. Silly Sauce 778 says, is Tobin maturing?
No. That was an accidental slippage. Like, don't worry. As soon as football season starts, and soon as, like, I hope all the fans are understanding that this is a process that's going to take, you know, a couple of years, especially if this guy builds through the draft. That means he's going to trade a lot of guys, get additional draft picks. Then you're going to have young players playing again. It's just going to be a whole process. So I really hope that people are patient, and the answer to me better not be, oh, we've been patient for 25 years. No, you haven't had results in 25 years. You haven't been patient. So stop with that. But this is going to require some, especially when you hire a guy that says, we like to build through the draft. That means a lot of guys going to get traded for assets and draft picks.
Respectfully, again, and I have nothing against this John Eric Sullivan, because people are like, I'm seeing these on Twitter, listen to his philosophy. And his philosophy is like, what GM's philosophy isn't to build through the draft? That's how you get your roster. You're either good at it or you're not.
Wasn't. The GM for the last few years wasn't.
Because he sucked at it. He was terrible at picking players.
He was old Mr. F them picks.
Because he was bad at picking players. So he's like, you know what's good? Trading for players, we know they're good. The only problem with him was, well, there were a lot of problems with him. But one of the big problems with him was he didn't care if they had an injury pass. He's like, football's 100% injury sport.
That right there.
I was like, what?
Of all the things that I would say I've had the single-handed biggest problem with Chris Greer, it's the fact that a guy that's been around football that much says that about injuries. That don't mean you go give a broke-down player $10 million. Because hopefully he'll turn it around. Who's the wide receiver they signed never played because he got hurt right away? Or came
Which
in
Which one? Will Fuller? Beckham Jr.?
Will Fuller got $10 million.
Cedric Wilson. Like, he did that multiple times.
Right.
That was his thing, dude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
So, looking at a tweet from Barry Jackson, and he says that essentially Mike McDaniel was really caught off guard with this today. Barry Jackson tweets, a very close associate of McDaniel told me Monday that he and Mike's inner circle would be shocked if he was fired. As we noted, Barry writes, Mike was surprised to get the news today. He was adored internally as a person. So it's a very melancholy day from a personal standpoint inside those offices. He treated everyone with class and respect. And then Barry points out, John Harbaugh expects to interview multiple places, with the Dolphins being a strong contender. So, yeah, I do think it was difficult for Stephen Ross. I think you're 100% right, because I don't think he wanted to get rid of him.
No, I had some of my best teammates. I tell you all the time, my favorite teammates I enjoyed being around, hanging with, they weren't great ball players. What's y'all's best memory of Donnie Spragan? I'll wait. Nothing. But Donnie's a great dude. He has 2 degrees from Harvard. Like, he's a genius. He just wasn't good at football. It is what it is. This is a performance-based business.
Let's get headlines quickly here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Ache and Adele. You always make fun of me about Ache and Adele.
I think I do have an Ache and Adele memory, but I got to check Google to see what it is.
My homeboy, man.
would you guys agree that Stephen Ross got it right, though, ultimately here by
no.
cleaning
If they
house?
Don't get John Harbaugh, then I think that they got caught off guard. I am a firm believer that they thought. Do you remember all the reports we read going into the offseason when there were still four or five games left? Mike McDaniel is safe. Mike McDaniel's safe. They're going to bring him back. These were credible reports from credible reporters. I think they felt their hand was forced. Harbaugh became available. They didn't want to become caught flat-footed by, hey, we still have a coach. We don't want John Harbaugh and his representation to say, well, we're not going to interview with a team that has a current head coach. And I think they got forced into this decision. So I don't know if it was the right decision or not. If you end up with Anthony Weaver as your head coach next season, did they get it right?
If it's not McDaniel, yes.
Okay. I mean, a lot of people will feel that way. I know I'm probably in the minority there.
I'm about to say, Hulk, you see Mike McDaniel winning a playoff game in the next 3-4 years.
I just don't know. I'm a believer of, unless I see something out there that I know is markedly better, what's the point going into next season?
And we're hoping that we find the next Liam Cohen. That's the Jaguars guy they found. They're 12-4 now. They're top in the AFC. They're about to play a playoff game. I know we're praying for that, but I know what I was doing was wrong. So I just want to try something different. McDaniel or blank? I would go with blank right now. I'm honestly.
Yeah, I think 99% of Dolphins fans would. So I know I'm in the minority on that one.
And I don't feel as strongly that Mike McDaniel's not a good head coach as most people that are in that camp do. But I do know sometimes certain things run its course. Harbaugh's time in Baltimore ran its course. Mike McDaniel's time in Miami ran its course. Tua, Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel. You once called them the big three, Hawk. Those three, whether it's fair or not, there's context to it, sure. Those three were attached together. They were all brought in. He was brought in to fix Tua. Chris Greer drafted Tua. And it appears Stephen Ross, he moved on from Chris Greer. He wants to move on from Tua Tagovailoa, clearly. And I don't see how you could keep Mike McDaniel. Hawk, if the Dolphins brought back Mike McDaniel and Champ Kelly next year as their general manager, who's going to get an opportunity to actually interview for this position, the fan base would go nuts. That is the epitome of status quo. He couldn't do it. He had to move on from McDaniel.
But I don't understand what the delay was then. I believe their plan was to come back with Mike McDaniel. I believe that was their plan. I think they thought they saw enough with Quinn Ewers and Mike McDaniel to say, hey, just for 2026-27, we're kind of in an okay situation to get us to the next go-round, which will be the ultimate change. I think they had their hand forced here. As much as Jeff Darlington says it and Barry Jackson says it, I'm having a tough time believing that this was their actual plan.
And as the reports came out that they interviewed Champ Kelly and they interviewed three other GMs. Through those interviews, what if those GMs that they're interested in, obviously, said, I don't want to come here with McDaniel as the sitting head coach?
Oh, I'm of the belief they heard that from every GM candidate and from Troy Aikman and from Dan Marino. I still believe that Stephen Ross wasn't planning on getting rid of him, even though he probably was hearing halfway through the season, you've got to make a change.
They can call Joe Montana and Steve Young if they want to. Whatever old quarterbacks they want to ask. But maybe it is crazy to say, and it's an attachment, emotional attachment. They had to pry McDaniel out of Stephen Ross's mind and hands to not make him the head coach.
You're right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.